The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
Hour number 3. Of the drive underway, Fox Sports Knoxville, a little fan run radio for your drive home from work. Quitting time, 5 o'clock. Congratulations, the weekend is here. You have made it. Parker Pewitt is in with the top five at five. Parker,
first up, Tiger Woods was cut today from the Open after a very poor 6-over par performance.
I think the terminology is he missed the cut. He wasn't cut. I mean, come on. What are you doing?
Like Russ was cut from the tennis team at West High School.
Stop,
Tiger
stop,
Woods missed the cut.
Too soon. It's very painful.
Okay.
I don't like to talk about it.
All right, boys. All right. So he said he was going to skip next weekend in Memphis at the FedEx St. Jude Open and return home to Jupiter, Florida for a break. And I don't blame him. I'd rather be in Florida than Memphis, too.
Yeah, I was going to stop by the spa.
No comments, guys? Is he going to win another major?
Tiger?
Yeah.
He's going to win another major. What do you mean,
You want to have a 5-year bet on that?
Whoa.
3-year bet?
I mean, I've known you for like a month and a half, Parker. Are you sure that we're going to know each other in 5 years, that we're still going to be like in date? I mean, like,
right.
You're assuming an awful lot.
I'm afraid he's going to kill me anyways.
Nobody's made it 5 years with me on the drive to date. It's like, I think Bear is about to become my longest standing cohort.
12 months. Do you think he wins a major in the next 12 months?
That's a bet. That's a bet. I'm going to say.
I'm
going to say no. I don't think he does.
Okay, well.
Barrett puts a 20 on it. $20 says.
$20 says Eldrick Tiger Woods.
You going to take that bet?
Yeah.
You going to take it? All right, deal.
Parker and Bear are on.
It's on wax, as they say, Russ.
And I'll even include the Open, next year's Open. 4 tournaments for him.
Okay.
Number
two. Let the record show.
Number two, the Nationals pick up the big win last night over our Braves, 13-4.
Who's Braves?
Oh, mine, Russ. Big Josh.
Okay.
The local people here.
The Bravos. Big W.
It's a 4-game stretch, though, so the Nationals could cut the lead to 2.5 games with a sweep. Wouldn't want to see that. Number three, when asked earlier today in an interview about possibly playing a game overseas, Michigan's coach Jim Harbaugh spilt the beans and said they were really close to a deal that they were about to announce about a game on foreign soil. In the interview, he said Mexico City would be great. So it looks like college football might follow the NFL onto foreign soil.
Michigan's going to play in Mexico City.
That's what it sounds like. Not announced officially, but.
Like, what is the point? Like, are there a lot of high school recruits out there like, oh, I want to play in Mexico City?
I don't know.
Do you know what it's like in the Azteca? That's not a place you want to be. Way up high, above sea level. The air is very thin. The air is extremely polluted. Not a place you want to be participating in an athletic endeavor.
I feel like this would go over a lot better, Russ, if they did it like, say, in like American Samoa. A lot of Samoans. That'd be a good place to go get the program seen.
That's actually a good idea.
It is.
Come on, Jeremy. Come on, Skullcan. Get us a game in Guam. I want to take on Guam Prep out of the FCSS, that's like a level below FCS football.
Guam Prep. Okay.
Yeah. I think they play 7-on-7 out there. I want to see Tennessee put a 200-point beat down on those guys if it gets us another Jesse Mahalona, God rest his soul.
Or Mapu.
He was pretty good too, but Mahalona. Oh.
Yeah.
Mapu, like, he was so good the first 2 years, and then he went on the Mormon mission. You're thinking, like, this guy is a pro.
He lost all that weight.
He comes back and he's average at best. I mean, like, no offense.
Well, he lost like 60 pounds while he was on his mission.
He should have done the mission first or not at all.
Jesse's a bad man.
How many people do you think he converted on his mission?
Mapu?
Yeah. What?
Probably more when he showed up all ripped.
What, because like people were intimidated? They're like, I'll convert to Mormonism. Just don't hurt me.
Basically, yeah.
Parker, when you're done with the top five at five, I want you to look up two-year Mormon mission conversion rate. I want to know how many people the average Mormon missionaries convert on their two-year Mormon mission.
Do you think more Mormons convert or the Mormons convert more people? Because I could see that being a close...
Mormons leaving?
Yeah.
Versus... Well, I think it's a growing religion, so I think they're probably bringing more in.
I think getting grandfathered in.
Yeah.
You know, I swear to God, I had a roommate. He never met a couple of those Mormon kids. I would come home from work, and then they'd be like these two Mormon kids sitting on the futon.
He'd invite them in?
Yeah, he'd listen to them every time.
Listen to the pitch?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was really wild.
Like he enjoyed the pitch?
Yeah, I think so. He had no intentions of being a Mormon. He was just he super...
just wanted to listen? Like, yeah. He's lonely?
That's no. Awful. He's just crazy.
Do you let him in?
Hell no.
What do you say?
I'm indifferent stuff.
You're indifferent stuff. That's what you say.
I would tell them different things.
Got different stuff.
Different excuses.
I got pagan rituals to tend to. I'm sacrificing a goat in the back.
I told him I practiced Santeria one time.
And they bought it.
No, but, you know.
I'm sorry, Parker. Yeah. I've completely hijacked the top five at five.
Number four, more than 50,000 former college athletes next month will begin collecting a $208 million class action settlement paid by the NCAA in a case that challenged its caps on compensation.
Yep.
The Higgins Berman law firm representing the plaintiffs in Alston versus the NCAA said Wednesday that 53,000 FBS football players, Division I men's and women's basketball players who competed from March 2010 to March 2017 are eligible to receive compensation.
Nice little check.
Compensation.
So Hagen and Burns are probably going to get a chunk of change, but then each one of these athletes is going to get what? Like 75 bucks?
I don't understand. A compensation for what?
Just for his playing? I'm not really aware with this lawsuit, but it said $5,000 to $7,500 for each athlete.
That's a nice chunk of change. Yeah.
For what? For like
likeness, image.
Huh.
All right. Another day, Parker, and you've kind of halfway brought something for us on your top five at five with it all.
Yeah, that wasn't a complete waste of time,
buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Is that it?
Space.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. Find me the.
Mormon conversion.
The Mormon
rate.
Conversion percentage.
Would you try that out for a year?
Have you seen what Mormonism?
Yeah.
Like, would I just become Mormon for a year to try? I don't think that's the way religion works, Trey. You don't try it out for a year.
Work for George Costanza.
Okay, Trey, that was a TV show. Okay? We've talked about this.
No, I would not try it out for a year.
It's going to be a big love wife.
Yeah. Have you guys seen The Book of Mormon, the Broadway play?
I have.
No.
You have?
Yep, I have.
Absolutely hysterical.
Pretty darn funny.
They go to
saw it in Nashville.
They where did they get sent?
Oh God, it's been
I never
long
saw
day.
It.
They went to so it's about the premise is these young Utah Mormons get ready and they're getting sent on, you know, they're at the thing and they're saying, all right, you're going to Chile and you're going to Canada and you're going to China. And they get to like the two main characters, you're going to Uganda. And they go, and it's a complete disaster. Hilarity ensues.
Pretty good.
865-546-8200. We got some calls?
No.
Oh, you said, you want the what you talk about things. I'm not a mind reader. We still got to work on our sign language thing. You're doing the thing. All right, so we're going to play what you talking about for an alternate position. An alternate position. So today's winner is going to get 16 free wings, courtesy of our friends at Buckethead Tavern. But they will be a Champions League alternate. That means next week when we're trying to book this, if somebody doesn't answer their phone, somebody can't play for whatever reason, you would get to play. So there's no guarantees that you actually get to play, but you will be an alternate. So dial now, 865-546-8200, if you want to jump in and play what you're talking about to become the alternate. 546-8200, your number to get on board.
Probably a good chance you'll end up playing.
I feel like the alternate has played the last couple of years.
My question is, how far can the alternate go?
I mean, they can go as far as anybody else. It's not like you're, this is not seated, Trey. It's just, you know, luck of the draw. Maybe it should be seated.
Right.
That would be pretty awesome.
It would be. You'd have to go through, though, and figure out, you know, who's number one, which would probably be Matthew. It'd
take way too much time for us. Let's not kid ourselves. Big news today. If you're just joining us, SEC Media Days, they released the media's predictions for the finish. Tennessee picked to finish fifth in the SEC East, but
I have to pick up a copy of that.
Of what?
Their predictions. So I can line my cat box with it. It's about all it's worth. They're never right. I mean, they really aren't. Their track record's horrendous.
I feel like they probably picked Alabama to win it last year.
They pick Alabama to win it every year.
Yeah.
And they usually do. So
yeah,
they're probably actually right most of the time.
Well, they weren't right a couple of years ago because Auburn beat Alabama in the Iron Bowl.
43% of the audience says we're going to finish third. 31% says we're going to finish fourth. Only 8% of our 331 Twitter respondents agree with the media, say Tennessee will finish fifth in the East this year. Only one Vol making All-SEC. Only one. Marquez Callaway, second-team All-SEC punt returner.
Should have just kept them all off.
I mean, Darrell Taylor led or is –
are we sure it's Darrell? I'm thinking it's Darrell.
I am pretty sure it's Darrell.
It's Darrell.
You said earlier in the show it was Darrell, Trey.
Oh.
There are people down in Media Days calling them both.
That's why I'm confused.
I think it's Darrell.
Yeah, but you also called Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara for 3 years while he was here. And that's not how you pronounce
the
kid's name.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah.
It's a funny name. I'll pronounce it how I want. Darryl's not
funny.
What do you
mean it's funny?
It's a funny name.
It's like funny. Alvin's just here to amuse you with his last name.
How many Kamaras
do
you know?
He's a clown. Not a lot. I don't know a lot of people from Liberia. It's a Liberian name. I don't know a lot of people from Liberia.
What?
The thing about Callaway,
too, where he's from.
Is like, I'm not trying to be a jerk here.
But you're about to be.
He's had, like, one punt return for a touchdown since he's been here, and he's kind of bobbles the ball a lot. I mean, am I imagining that? Like, Marquez Callaway? Like,
no, you hold your breath when he's back
there. It's kind of an adventure is whether or not he's going to catch the darn thing half the time, right?
I'd be a little worried.
Did they try Nigel back there? I feel like Nigel sometimes forgets that he's not on defense and just tries to kill somebody.
I don't feel like he's ever been in the return game.
I would think they're going to try out people like Palmer, Eric Gray, Tyson Chandler back there again.
Guys for punt?
Kickoff returns.
Yeah, kickoff return. I like Tyson Chandler on the kickoff returns.
When are we going to do our pick to click this year?
What?
The pick to click. The player you think is going to have a breakout year?
The pick to click?
The pick to click.
What show was this on?
Made it up.
Just now, huh?
Spontaneously.
The pick to click.
Yeah, pick to click.
Who's your pick to click, Bear?
DeAndre. Yeah. I always get his name. I always call him the NBA player.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh. That's your pick to click?
Yeah.
But he plays the outside linebacker position that always gets taken off the field in the nickel.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we're going to be in most of the time. He's going to play a lot against the pro-style teams, against Bama and Georgia probably. Yeah. Which we're going to need him to click. Hopefully he doesn't get clicked.
Just like who do you think outside of the box has a shot at?
Being a pick to click?
Ignat?
I was about to say that, or Schamberger. Schamberger's in the doghouse a lot last year.
It's a good question, Bear.
Ooh, Ramel Keaton.
Ramel Keaton.
Would Josh Palmer be, or is he already clicked?
I think he's flashed enough where
he wouldn't be a good pick to click.
Yeah, no. Jeremy Banks? Does he fix his fumbling problem?
He could be a pick to click. He could click. Definitely clickable.
Click, click, click.
Maybe Crouch, maybe one of the freshman linebackers.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to. Okay, now stop. It's not Tioto.
We don't know what it is.
Yeah, it is. His family. It's Toa Toa.
I don't know about that because I've heard.
That's how his family had him introduced on ESPN, Russ. I'm pretty sure his dad and his granddad know how their last name's pronounced,
You've
buddy.
You've seen how much he's been used in the UT videos, the last two UT videos for football, right?
I heard Niedermeyer. I heard Niedermeyer say Toa Toa recently. So,
I mean, you and some hill jack from Unico, Alaska.
It's our best recruiter, man. Show a little respect. The only guy on the staff that got a raise, Moose Niedermeyer. You will bow your head and genuflect before the altar of Moose.
I will do nothing you tell me to do, as always.
Well, then he's going to leave, and it's going to be your fault. May it rest heavy on your soul. Do we have the Mormonism conversion rate yet, Parker?
4.5 per year.
4.5 conversions a year.
That's it?
Per person or per two-man team?
I really think they thought they were going to hook my roommate, Blaine. I mean, he was nuts. I would walk in and they'd just be sitting there.
Well, think about what a tease he must have been, because that must suck. Like, if somebody lets you in and they listen to your whole pitch and you're like, yeah, I don't know, I'll think about it, you know? And you come back later and, like, you think you got the sale, man. You think you got him on the hook, and then he's like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Like, that would be really
if you're in the neighborhood, come back. I'm always willing to talk.
That would be really frustrating.
I'd walk up and there'd be two bikes on kickstands by the steps.
4.5 conversions per year out of how many, like, do you know how, like, what the percentage is? Think, like, you probably knock on, say you work 5 days a week for 8 hours a day. You're probably knocking on 80 doors a day. Is that okay? Because most people are probably just going to say no. You probably get shut out more often than not. Like, nobody even invites you in a day.
Depends on what dirt road you go down.
I would sometimes go to the door, let them know that there was somebody in there, but then just never answer the door.
What do you say? Like, yeah, man, I'll be there here in just a minute.
No, I turn on the stereo and turn it up.
Gosh.
I usually just don't answer. I hide.
Peek out the blinds.
Was he gone yet?
You scared of two 20-year-old kids in white white short sleeve dress shirts wearing white helmets?
I don't want to have to turn these people down. Let's let them off easy. This is the best thing for them. Shh. Is he gone yet?
You go quiet like you're on a submarine.
He's still there. He's still there. Be quiet. Shh. Don't move. Don't move. All right.
Y'all saw the story. I know we have to get this and that, but Tom Mars is not working as an appealer anymore for these certain players. Now he works for the NCAA.
I liked Tommy Mars when he was playing with Zappa back in the 70s. He's a great keyboardist.
Damn it. I need crap all over that segment. That little punch.
That is, it is
Tate Martell and Justin Fields, his waivers, and a couple more. Now
can he get Aubrey Solomon his waiver before he becomes an NCAA investigator? That's all I'm concerned
with. He's already an NCAA investigator. He's already started the job.
I feel like we ought to get we know lawyers.
It's kind of like
– I mean, I feel like we ought to file a lawsuit.
It would be like the LAPD hiring Robert Shapiro or Johnny Cochran as a investigative detective or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Don't you feel like is there somebody we could sue?
Is there somebody we could sue?
For what?
Yeah, for the Aubrey Solomon thing.
Oh.
Well, all these other kids get approved, but Tennessee's don't.
It's a good point. It's a good point, Bear. Get somebody on that pro bono.
Because I don't think you were getting Gibbs to begin with.
If he works for free, he works for me. That's what I always say. All right, are we good for what you're talking about?
Yeah, we're good enough to get an alternate. We got two.
Well, we need one more.
Well, we've got Jeb right now, and we've got Stouter.
Jeb and Stouter, you guys hang right there. We need a third to play What You Talking About. We'll do that coming up next. Alternate. We're looking for an alternate. You'll win 16 free wings from Buckethead Tavern. Stay with us. The Drive is back with more right after this.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865 865-
866-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
This is The Drive.
All right, back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Going to get an alternate here for what you talk about. Champions League play again begins Monday here on the show. What you talk about today going to be presented in part by our friends at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. It's Financial Freedom Friday. Find out a couple of the common mistakes people make when saving for retirement on the Citizens National Bank blog at CNBTN. We've got a link to that on our Twitter page at Fox Sports Knox. Go out there now on Financial Freedom Friday, brought to you by Citizens National Bank. All right, let's get to it. It is what you talk about on The Drive.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, we're going one-on-one, mano-a-mano today. It's Jeb versus Stouter. The winner will be our alternate. Jeb, you're up first. How you doing, bud?
I'm all right. It's actually Jeff.
Jeff.
Sorry about that.
Where'd you get Jeb?
Like, well, you and Trey were screaming at each other when I was trying to talk on the phone over here. Okay.
On us, man. Jeb. How many Jebs do you know?
I know
there's
one. He's a huge Jeb
Bush,
fan of the show.
Jeb Stewart. And
Jeb that works for Eagle.
Jeb Burton.
All right, Jeff.
Are you chewing gum?
No.
Okay.
No, my mouth was no.
You okay?
Yeah.
You all right? Are you going to be good? Can we play the game now?
Yeah,
I mean, sure. Jeff is getting nervous. You got to wait.
Jeff's not nervous.
Jeff, are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's keep, you know, the saying the clues on the minimum.
Do what?
He's calling you out, man.
Yeah, he's calling you out.
Saying the clues on the minimum. You don't want me to say them?
No, he doesn't want you to say, like,
so oh, say the actual clue. Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. It happened once in the entire 2 weeks we've been playing this game. I'll thank you not to laugh and point out my flaws, Jeff. Not a smart move to antagonize the clue giver right before you play. Just going to point that out. You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. This is the continent on the bottom of the world.
Antarctica.
This is a number one more than 99?
100.
This is what you put on your house to make it a color.
Paint.
This is the Jayhawk state.
Kansas.
This is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
This is Atlanta's football team.
Falcons.
This is the father of our country.
Abraham Lincoln or George Washington.
This is the fastest man in the world from Jamaica.
Usain Bolt.
This is a former Miami Heat player, played at Marquette, played with LeBron.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes, this is what you row in the water.
A boat.
This is Dallas's football team.
Cowboys.
It's the biggest country in Asia.
China.
This is what they play college basketball, the last teams play in the
Final Four.
Yes, this is the muscle guy pumping iron. I want to pump you up.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, this is great Laker point guard.
14.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeff.
Great. I kind of feel like could have been a 16 or 17, Russ, if you hadn't been a little bit maybe slow.
Had a couple ums in there.
Mm-hmm. He got a 14.
Well Let's done, Jeffrey. Well done, my friend.
Give him credit. Thank you, Jeff. Hold right there. We'll bring in, is it Stouter?
Stouter.
Stouter, are you with us?
I'm here. Should I just hang up now or what?
Oh, man. I mean, you know.
Shoot your shot, brother.
Yeah, you got a chance here. Shoot for 14, man. Just take it one at a time. Go as quickly as you can.
Let's take it to double overtime or triple overtime, like yesterday.
Yeah, just live to fight another day. That's all you got to do. One at a time, man.
Well, I'll give it a shot.
All right, here we go. The HBO show about mobsters with James Gandolfini.
Sopranos?
Yes. This is Michael Jordan's wingman in Chicago.
Scottie Pippen.
This is the tight end for the Cowboys, played at UT.
Jason Witten.
This is the Cavaliers state.
Virginia.
This is a subject you take in school with all the numbers.
Math.
This is a soccer competition every 4 years.
U.S. Open.
Every 4 years.
Gold Cup.
Almost.
Sorry.
All right, this is the Golden Arches.
McDonald's.
This is St. Louis's baseball team, Arizona's football team.
Cardinals.
This is the quarterback of the Steelers.
Ben Roethlisberger.
This is the state where Chris Christie was from, just south of New York.
New Jersey.
This is the golf movie, Rodney Dangerfield.
Pass.
This is a...
17.
It's kind of a tough one.
How many did you get?
I mean, I counted 7.
Are you high? 7.
No, 17.
17?
He did not get 17. How the hell are you doing?
Wait a minute,
What did you get?
I actually got was 8 or 9.
Yeah, like 8 or 9. Yeah.
Okay, no. I'm sorry. I got my hand signals messed up. That's
you got
right
7.
Here. Yes, I'm okay, sorry. 7. I got the hand signals messed up. I was looking at Parker over there. I was looking at him the whole time.
Oh, man.
And I'd hit the next one.
Oh, we got through it. You got the Sopranos, Scottie Pippen, Jason Witten, Virginia, math. And then he stopped on the World Cup. That's what,
right.
Yeah, oh my God.
What killed
That's
us.
That's what got you.
McDonald's was 6. Cardinals was 7. Roethlisberger, 8. New Jersey, 9. You got 9. And was then it we stalled out on Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Got me.
All right.
Help Better me out
next
over there.
Year, Stouter.
Well done, Stouter. Good shot. Would have won yesterday. But Jeff is our alternate. Congratulations, Jeff. You won. Thanks in small part to my dynamic clue giving. You're very welcome.
I thought you did a positive job today.
I thought I did an outstanding job.
My counting was, I'm sorry, I was looking at Parker and he gave me those eyes.
I don't see how. Let's just go on.
No, my hand.
Let's just move on. Yeah, the whole hand thing doesn't make sense to me, Trey.
My hand signals. I'm sorry, dude.
Nothing with hand signals.
Jeff, congratulate. Now, I don't know if you're ever going to play, man. You are the alternate. You do get 16 free wings from Buckethead Tavern. Just give Barry
We've
your
used
phone
the up. Alternate, we I have think, used, a couple of times.
At least once. I know for a fact we've used the alternate. So just be on standby, man.
Well, yeah. I did want to comment real quick on – guys are talking about the Mormon thing.
Have at it.
I would encourage you to go and find – I'm not a big fan of Adam Sandler, but it got me thinking about the skit. He did like a little CD skit thing, album, about his buddy wanting him to join a cult.
Oh.
And,
about the
hilarious.
Son?
He's like, I'm not going to join a cult, and they end up joining – you need to check it out.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Had to be there.
Hold on. I got to get your phone number, buddy.
I mean, I wouldn't call Mormonism a cult. Like, it's a well-established religion
at
this point.
No, that's not a cult. The guy in Waco, that was a cult.
Yeah. It's according to the Boston Globe, they had almost 300,000 converts last year, a 9% increase from 2 years ago, even though the number of missionaries increased by 44%. So they're growing. They're getting more people out there. They're selling a lot of white shirt, short sleeve dress shirts with the black ties. Bear, you're killing me. You got to turn your mic off, buddy. You're just killing me right now. Yeah, thank you.
They don't all wear the white shirts with the black ties.
What else do they wear?
I don't know. The lead singer, because I saw him on 2020 from that group Imagine Dragons. He's a Mormon. He doesn't dress like that.
Well, they don't dress like that all the time.
I know
Trey.
That's
what they dress when they're out there knocking on the doors.
Right. He got out.
No, he's not going to get up there on stage in his rock band in the Mormon outfit. That wouldn't be very rock and roll.
Whatever it takes.
I think he probably had to wear
that
it though.
That was good. You didn't catch that one.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
I'm not familiar with the band.
What band?
Don't worry about it. He'll get – no, don't say – don't tell him.
Say it.
I don't
say
remember.
Say it.
Which one?
Say it. There's no – I mean, you've already embarrassed yourself.
I don't remember.
Are we talking about Hanson or Creed?
I don't remember what he just said.
Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons.
Is a Mormon.
Yeah.
Who the hell are the Imagine Dragons?
They do that song.
They did the college football intro song last year.
It was really? On the...
Whatever.
Did the good band name Bank run out of good band names? I mean, these kids, they can't come up with any good band names anymore. It's just horrible.
What's a good band name compared to what they are today?
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, my gosh.
Oasis, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Foo Fighters, AC/DC.
AC/DC is a good one.
Give me something from 2000 on.
I don't know. I'm an old guy. Yeah, I don't listen to any of this stuff. Yeah,
I'm like Bob Dylan. I don't think anything good's been put out in like 25 years.
Foo Fighters. That's a great concert.
That's Formula, Anthem, Arena Rock. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Why do you say that?
It's what it is.
It's good. It's good music.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not.
Bear and I went to see Foo Fighters last year. My ears are still ringing.
Yeah,
it's one of the loudest shows I've ever been to. It was too loud.
Show, wasn't it? It was a good tour. It's a good tour. Garth be playing at Neyland sometime in the next 2 years.
They won't have any concerts over there. They get rid of the 25% entertainment tax, and they put
down that's why they were, that's why he was holding back on announcing because of the beer thing.
The only people who've ever been allowed to play Billy Graham,
Michael Jackson.
Garth is on a college football tour right now. It's stadium tour. He's already played the Swamp. He's playing Boise State this weekend.
Who?
Garth Brooks. He's on a college football stadium tour.
I'm not familiar. Is he a folk singer?
No, he's that new Americana type stuff.
Is he related to Chris Gaines? Texas Fan 11 tweets out, Texas A&M is a cult. Texas Fan 11, he's got an axe to grind with A&M. The other, how did this guy end up here?
Noisewater says, can't decide if I like Dr. Bear or Rocket Scientist Bear more. Never expected to hear the term payload capabilities as they refer to NASA rockets on East Tennessee Sports Talk Radio. Hashtag never change.
I will admit that I'm probably more right about, when I'm Rocket Scientist Bear.
JT wants to know why Imagine Dragons is a bad band name.
It's stupid. It's just dumb. Imagine Dragons.
The Beatles. Sorry, that might.
No, it's just your musical taste. I mean,
no.
I felt like we should have covered this in the interview.
Wait a minute. No.
If I'd had any idea, that would have been a deal breaker, honestly. Creed, Third Eye Blind.
Why are you throwing Creed into that? Why are you throwing Hanson into my musical taste?
Dude, you have sang during commercial breaks pretty much Creed's entire catalog since we brought it up. Like, I thought it was going to be a deal when I first dreamed this up. I was going to kind of gig you a little bit.
I'm popping them on the iPod when I get into the car. Don't act.
We heard it. We heard it when you were driving up the hill.
Don't act like 80% of this audience didn't listen to Creed and was jamming to that when they first came out.
That's probably true.
I don't want to hear it.
Somebody was buying all those records.
Yeah. I mean, gee.
Is it you, Russ?
No.
Arms wide open. Under.
Scott Stapp didn't make $75 million in a span of 3 years off none of his albums getting sold, nobody listening to his music.
Taking like 2 years to snort it all up.
I absolutely love that video. If you haven't seen it, I somehow this eluded me back in the late 90s.
Which one?
When Creed played a halftime
show.
Oh,
the Cowboys Stadium.
At the Cowboys Stadium. And
it's the most cringeworthy thing I've ever seen.
They've got like Scott Stapp's out there singing. He's in a Cowboys jersey, and they have trapeze guys. Please stop. Trapeze guys like flying around the stadium.
Yeah.
And
what song is it?
They were playing. Higher.
Can you take me higher?
Fantastic.
And somebody last year, after the Cowboys flamed out as they inevitably do in the NFL, they did like a GIF file or whatever you call it, with like Jerry Jones's head, and Dak, and Jason Garrett superimposed over the band. it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. A Kentucky man who went to the doctor with an irritated eye got some unsavory news back when he found out that his eye contained blank.
part of a twin that he absorbed in utero when he was gestating?
That's a really weird, weird answer, Bear, but no, you're incorrect.
A piece of cheese?
A tick.
Ooh.
Ow.
He had a tick in his eye.
That hurt.
WYMT-TV reports an
optometrist.
Hold on. Try that again. WYMT-TV reports an optometrist used tweezers to remove the tick from Chris Prater's eye.
Oh
my God.
Prater works for an electric company and had left a job site where his crew had removed a tree from power lines. When his eye started bothering him, he noticed a tiny spot on his eye, tried to flush it several times to no avail. Finally, he went to a doctor and admits that he got a little bit scared at the diagnosis. After numbing his eye, the doctor removed the tick. He was sent home with antibiotics and steroid drops. Prater said he used bug repellent before he starts work every day, but says, quote, "You can't spray your eyes." That's true.
No.
That's true. You can't spray the bug repellent in your eyes.
It
says so right on the bottle. Don't spray in your eyes.
So don't huff and don't spray.
Well, spray, just not in your eyes or your mouth.
Have you ever had to have your eye numbed?
No. Oh, man.
I had LASIK surgery.
Oh, they give you the shot or they do the drops?
They do drops.
And it numbs your eye?
I think so.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Weird, I got the drops, and then I had to have a.
They pull your eyes back and like tape them to your face,
yeah,
like Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
And then there's like a girl, a nurse there, while the laser machine's like an inch away from your eyeball. She's like squirting drops in constantly, so your eyes don't dry out because you can't blink.
Yeah,
really weird.
I have a little bit of news. Michigan transfer James Hudson, III, he was transferring from Michigan to Cincinnati. This past year, he applied for a waiver to the NCAA. He writes this today. He wrote that his waiver got denied. This was back a while ago. That the University of Cincinnati filed on a waiver for him for immediate eligibility. So he filed an appeal process on this, and the University of Michigan did not fully support that appeal process. So he is not getting eligible.
Well, that's a shocker.
Well, this plays into what we're thinking about with Aubrey.
Well, yeah, you know, there's no way in hell Harbaugh wants him eligible. He's not going to let him get eligible here this year.
Interesting thing. Had that sent to me.
Why should they? Why should Harbaugh have anything to say about it?
I don't know. Who knows?
Because he has. I think it's the same thing as what. It was what Kirby Smart was talking about. He goes, if anybody wants to transfer out or go into the portal, I have to sign off on the request if I think it's in good faith that the kid's leaving. He talked about this down in Birmingham.
Donovan says that his work had to have a safety meeting over the ITIC story.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof.
I mean, what? Oh, gosh.
It must have been a small tick, right?
Yeah. Probably a little baby tick.
A little baby tick on your eye.
You still claim you've never had a tick. I forgot about that until just
never
now.
Never had a tick.
How's that possible? You do a lot of outdoorsy stuff.
He did when he was a kid. He probably sat inside and looked out the window. Everybody's playing. They
didn't want to play with
him. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Spinning a narrative?
I'm Forrest Gump over here. I was looking longingly out the window at all the other neighborhood kids as they played.
Look at all of them.
I wish I could play. So they look so free and happy. What are you doing?
Friday.
You dullard. You Friday. Moron. You fool. You idiot. You
Love
boob.
You too, Russell.
You rube.
Not a rube.
Quick timeout. When we continue, we'll find out who's on the docket, brought to you by the Disability Advantage Group. Time for a final round of phone calls as well. Speak now, forever hold your peace, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Your number to get on The Drive. The shocking conclusion coming up next.
The Drive.
The Docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Baseball writer That's what I get for eating an entire king-size Kit Kat.
Say that one more time.
Baseball writer Jonah Carey, who works for The Athletic, Sportsnet, and DraftKings, was arrested yesterday and charged after an alleged assault on his wife. Faces three counts of assault, as well as one count of uttering death threats. He appeared in court today as granted bail, but told to stay 250 meters away from his wife, not have any weapons, and to remove his possessions from their house within 10 days. He has been indefinitely suspended by The Athletic.
Nah, maybe you can go on Zach Smith's podcast.
Thanks for reminding me about that. I need to go back and listen to the other nights.
Five guys were arrested this week at Five Guys Burgers and Fries in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
I was getting ready to make it funny.
Five guys arrested at Five Guys in Florida after allegedly getting into a fist fight. How can you get in a fist fight at Five Guys? It's so happy.
Fairly easy.
Hey. It happens, man.
What do you mean fairly easy?
Fairly easy. You can get yourself into a fight just about anywhere, including church.
You ever been in a church fight?
With my brothers. And then we got the unholy hell beaten out of us by my grandma. I mean, she beat us.
I'd say it's probably holy. If it happened in the church, it was probably a holy beating.
No, it was out back behind the church.
It was off the church property.
It was in the driveway and involved a rather large switch. And
so were you fighting in grown-up church or Sunday school or just like in the vestibule or something?
Like, we had started off in like regular church, and then we got sent down to Sunday school, and then we went AWOL from Sunday school. And then I think my younger brother was crawling underneath the pews, and then the next thing I knew, Grammy caught us.
Did your church do that thing where they call the kids up for, like, you know, you start out in the big church?
The church never called me and my brothers up.
Well, no, like 10, 15 minutes, they say, all the children come up, and then you go sit there in front of the
pastor. Yeah, I didn't like that.
And he tells a little story, and then at the end of the story, you go off with, like, the other people,
the counselors.
They give you graham crackers
and orange juice.
Yeah.
And Donald Duck orange juice is really better.
I love those graham crackers. If you're a parent,
you know, you can get the number. Whatever your kid, when you take them to Sunday school.
A number? Well, you're picking up a rye bread or something?
No, if there's an emergency or something with your kid, they had that thing on the board inside the church that pops up, hey, with your name or your number or something like that, come immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just stopped going.
I stopped going when the guy walked into church with a python. He got out of his truck. It was weird.
He brought his python snake into church?
Dude, I was literally Cottage Hill Baptist Church.
Wait. Trey.
Was he Satan?
Hold on. I'm hooking you up to the Fan Run lie detector.
Oh, my dad. My parents can vouch for this one. My parents can vouch for anything.
Hold on. Answer me.
Okay.
Are you a snake handler?
No, not at all.
Did you go to a snake handler church, Trey?
I did not.
Are you a supporter of the Christian Academy Knoxville football program?
Whoa. What are you doing?
No.
Jerk. What are you doing?
Jerk. Here's what happened. I was sitting at church one day.
And they brought out the snake.
No, it was nothing like that. This guy, I was walking into church with my grandfather, okay? Mm-hmm. I see this guy pull up in like a pickup truck. He opens the back hatch, and he just pulls this python snake out of the back of the truck. So I'm walking into church with my grandfather. He sees it. I go and sit down. We didn't know where this guy went. All of a sudden, the guy opens the door up to the main hall. This is a huge church. And he just storms in with this python snake yelling at the pastor.
Like, so in the middle of the service?
Yes. So then a bunch of the members of the church grabbed the guy and then got the snake and took the snake out of the church. That is a vivid memory that I have of being in church with my grandfather, the big python snake. This is a true story.
How old were you?
I was probably 8 or 9.
It feels like this is something you probably need to talk to somebody about. Like, you know, not me and Bear. Like, somebody who can really get
to... What the hell are you talking about? Speak for yourself.
Deep-rooted emotional issue. You're obviously scarred by your church snake experience.
It was just weird. It was awkward.
It could have been worse.
That was a big-ass snake. And then just people, just church members that have no idea how to handle snakes just start taking the python and walking it out of the church.
Well, there's some...
And they come in and arrest the guy and handcuff him.
Churches up here that help him out with it.
A witness at the Florida Five Guys said a cup was thrown and a door slammed in someone's face before a, quote, all-out brawl broke out.
Sounds
according
reasonable.
To the arrest report. The cause of the fight is unknown. Three male juveniles and two adult men were charged with a fray and processed at the Martin County Jail.
What were they charged with?
A fray. A-F-F-R-A-Y.
Not the band.
Just like fighting in public?
You into the fray as well, Trey?
No.
What was that song? What was their song, their big hit a couple of years ago?
I don't know.
What was it? You know, Parker. I could tell.
I have no idea.
You don't have to act like you're looking it up. You know,
yeah,
just tell me. Just tell me, dude.
Who was the fray?
You clearly know. The cable car song.
Is this a band?
Over My Head. Over My Head.
I remember Over My Head by King's
X. Save a Life. Yeah,
you remember them?
Oh, God. What a terrible group.
Over My Head was a King's X song.
The song's called
You remember
cable
them, don't
car.
You?
Over My Head, Cable Car. That was the name of the song. Because I worked at a radio station that played that when they were big. It's just, oh, God.
Lead singer
just
named Isaac
worst.
Slade.
Just the worst.
Isaac the Slade fray. Brothers out of Denver, Colorado.
Slade was a British band. They wrote Come On, Feel the Noise.
All right, that is the docket brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. You can check them out online at dag-us.com. We appreciate their sponsorship. Show them some love at dag-us.com. If you've got any questions about Social Security disability insurance cases, it's DAG, Disability Advantage Group. Wrapping up the show here this afternoon, been a pretty good week of shows here on The Drive, and we still got a lot to get to here. Let's see if we could squeeze in another. Do we have any calls? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
We got
calls.
Speaking of snakes, a 60-year-old Indian man.
Oh no!
Died from a snake bite
on the toilet
in Gujarat, Mahigasar, but not before. He blink. 60-year-old man died from a snake bite in India, but not before he blinked.
Finished his food.
Killed the snake.
Correct. How did he kill the snake?
He sat on it.
He whipped it and snapped its head off.
No, he bit it back.
Really?
Yeah, snake bit him. So he bit the snake back, and they both died. End of story.
God, that would suck to go out that way.
Did we have a docket where some maniac?
I don't know. Yeah, it would suck to go out that way, but at least he got his revenge.
Yeah.
It's actually a man's death when you stop and think about it.
It's not as good. You remember the guy that bit the rattle off the yes. rattlesnake and put it in his neighbor's house?
Oh, my gosh.
That was an excellent docket.
Now I'm scared of the toilet.
That's happened a bunch. It's been on the drive before.
Yeah.
That
happens a lot in India, where you sit down on the toilet and end up getting bit from down below.
King Cobra hanging out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you hear that rattle in the toilet?
Nope.
I don't think you hear anything. That tongue flickers out.
Yeah, I think you feel something, and then you know you are in trouble.
You start hovering.
I mean, could you think of anything more terrifying than being bitten by a snake?
On the toilet.
Man, I'd have to be on the toilet.
Bitten by a snake, period.
Which, by the way, you guys realize there's snakes out in the field out here, right?
Yeah, I was out there walking around earlier today. And then
did
I
you see it?
No, but I found myself thinking this is a pretty good copperhead spot, and I backed off.
I haven't seen a copperhead. I have seen – it was
– Oh, we got copperheads out there.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I guarantee you. There are copperheads out there. We got rock piles. We got water. We got dark, dank spaces. All the things necessary for copperheads.
I'm very close to a family, and the father of that family is the chief biologist at Maryville College. And he says, you're not going to find copperheads in this area. You got to go more towards the mountains to find them.
No, that's not true.
You can find water moccasins.
It's not true. We have reports of copperheads in East Tennessee all the time.
But not in Knoxville.
Yes, in Knoxville.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
The creek in front of the cathedral down there on North Shore was infested with either copperheads or water moccasins. I mean, they're the same thing.
I'm not coming off on your neighbor, Parker, but maybe if he knew something, he'd be at a real college instead of Maryville.
Oh, snap. Just tell him to kiss.
I apologize to everybody.
He's got Maryville, nothing for Maryville that. College. Sit down,
what
Junior.
A great rim to the
sit down, Junior.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody. Y'all have a great weekend. Another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime up next from 6 to 8. We'll do it again Monday, right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
This